Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whenever you're listening to this podcast. You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and sometimes that hurts and sometimes it doesn't, but you know what? I don't want to be one of those edited podcasts that are all edited and pretty. You know, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a business person. You know, that's who I am. That's what makes me up. You know, so why should I be editing stuff to make it all beautiful for you guys? Most of you that listen are moms. You have things clash in the background. Your kids are banging pots, all kinds of stuff. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. I wanted to talk about, because I started thinking about it, you know that old saying that you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take? Well, I started thinking about our kids, right? And when they're learning to crawl, what do? They start standing up and they start like, going back and forth, like they're gonna go. And then finally they just shoot off and they start crawling, right? And then you can't stop them. And then when they go to walk, what ends up happening when they go to walk? They fall how many times? They might cry a little bit, but they get back up and they do it again. Why do we lose that when we start getting older? I'm not talking about the falling and getting hurt, because that just happens no matter how old you are, but I'm talking about the giving up. As we get older, we start giving up on ourselves compared to when we were little and we were trying out all these new things and we didn't think about the consequences or the fear. So we need to start being fearless and think about every reaction that we do. Why are we so scared? So if it's going up for grants, if it's starting your business, if it's, oh, I don't have time because of the kids. No, you do. You can make time. Kids take nap. You can start writing your business plan every single time they're taking a nap or while you're watching TV. Because come on now, I've started doing more work while I'm watching TV and I have gotten so much stuff done. You know, I thought too that there was not enough time and I started thinking about it and I'm like, no, that's just me being fearless or fearful. I mean, because I'm afraid of failing. Well, you know what? Every time we fail, we learn something from what we fail on. So it's not ever really a failure. The only time we fail is if we do not do it at all. That is a true failure. And that is the way people need to start thinking and looking, is that if you don't take the chance, you don't take that thing that is kind of giving you that scared or that momentum of, that anxiety, that pressure, then you're giving into that fear and that is how you failed. You failed because you didn't even try. So you basically went up, we're going to use a sports metaphor. You went up to bat, here comes that ball, and you just stood there, right? And I'm not a huge baseball fan, so please don't take that as, oh, this is going to be a sports metaphor all the time. It just happened to be that great metaphor. We're taking a shot with a basketball. I don't care what sport you play, or like, it all works for it. So let's stop being so fearful and let's start being fearless, because you never know what's going to happen unless you actually take the opportunity. And this is me giving my own two cents and my own advice, because I have noticed more so now that I have literally started going, okay, you know what? I'm going to start taking a little bit more chances and seeing what happens. The results are amazing. And I don't feel like I failed. I feel like I've learned something every single time, which is amazing, right? Something new every single time. I wish I could like be like, oh, you're never ever gonna screw up. But you know what? You're gonna screw up. But it's what you learn from that. It's when you don't take that opportunity, that's when you've actually failed. And we've tried to instill that into our kids all the time, right? And then us as moms, we always forget about that because we're always taking care of everybody else. Everybody else always comes first. You know, everybody gets sick. We're the one running around doing everything. And then we get sick and it's like the whole household stops. And we hate being sick because as soon as we get sick, that means that how much ever time we're down, we have that much work to catch up on. You know, that's true. But sometimes we need to just sit back and recharge. So what I want you to do is write down all the different things that you would like to do. I don't care if it's start a business. I don't care if it's just to have time for you, yoga, whatever. You can find the time. If your kids are young, they're sleeping. They're taking naps. That usually what? A kid takes a nap for like 30 minutes usually, sometimes an hour. You know how much work you can get done in 30 minutes to an hour? in all honesty, if your kids are in kindergarten, let's start doing that, right? You have all the time that they're in kindergarten. If they're in grade school or middle school or high school, you really have no excuse. You can find time. Now, let's say you want to start a reselling business and you're like, oh, I don't have time. You still have time. Even on the weekends, take your kids yard selling with you. Teach them about yard selling, because you know what? That is what we did. And our kids are amazing. And I'm not just saying that because they're our kids, obviously, but our oldest has got his stuff so together, it's ridiculous. He got the car of his dreams. He's been saving money. He's got the job that he's wanted for a long time. He's working on being promoted. He's been there for over a year. I mean, he is so happy and content with his life and making his goals. He had all these goals set out and he beat them within the time frame he gave himself. I mean, that's pretty spot on. And he says it's all because he saw the hustle and the drive that me and his father have. Now, that's like a huge honor, right? So it kind of gives you that little bit of momentum. I know everybody likes praise. Everybody likes knowing that they have done correctly or they're doing right. And honestly, the biggest praise I can say that I have ever gotten is just by watching my kids grow up and seeing the men that they are coming into. It's just amazing how they treat their girlfriends, how they handle the world, just everything that they do makes me know that I did something right, right? And that's truly when you find out that you've done something right, is by seeing somebody else accomplish something that they want. But at the same time, you don't have to put your dreams on hold just because you have children and you have a husband. You just work it in there. And I know it's like, oh, that just seems like so much work, but it's really not. Nowadays, it is so much easier. Even like grocery shopping, there's places that you can go online now, order your groceries, have them delivered, and you don't even have to spend that time at the grocery store, which when you have tons of young kids, that's amazing, right? Even running a business, that's amazing. I can have my grocery shopping done, delivered to me, and I don't even have to set foot in a grocery store, because I was figuring it out. Most people, do you realize that you spend an average of 1 to 2 hours in a grocery store? It doesn't matter if you know exactly what you want, you are minimum going to spend 1 hour in the grocery store. So if you could spend that time doing something else, right? Because it might take you only 15, 20 minutes, because all you have to do is type in the stuff that you need in the store, especially if you get all the same stuff all the time. Why not type it in? It'll take you 15 minutes, if that, to go through all the checkout, everything, and you're done. You're not even driving to the grocery store. So you got the drive and the time in the grocery store. That's why I'm saying it is a minimum of 1 hour. I don't care if the grocery store is right down the street. You are looking at almost 1 hour, because it's always busy in a grocery store. They never have enough registers open. And it seems like you take forever no matter what you do. Even if you run in to go grab one thing, which I have done, it has literally taken me almost 20 minutes just to get that one thing. And I knew exactly where it was in the store. 20 minutes. That's driving there and back. That is 20 minutes I could have been doing something else, instead of going to the store for that one item or two items, right? So think about that. Think about what truly it does mean to fail. It means to fail if you haven't even taken the chance. Then that is when you become the failure. It's not when you actually take the chance and you mess up. When you mess up, you truly do learn something from it. It's when you do not even try. You're just like, oh, I give up. Then that's when you failed. Think about that. Talk to you guys next time.